Hello, my name is Will from Opinion Research, and today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. The survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Colorado?
Yes.
Are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Thank you. This November, there will be an election for the U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain?
Very certain.
Thank you. First of all, how would you rate the job that Cherry Creek School District does providing quality education to its students? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I'm not sure. Sorry.
Okay, no problem. Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low, given the quality or level of services provided?
Too high.
Too high. Okay, thank you. The school district...
$400 because of that. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. The school district you live in, Cherry Creek School District, is considering asking voters in the upcoming November 2024 elections to approve a new school bond for building projects across the district. If approved, this bond money will be used to increase school security, construct new schools, make repairs and renovation on existing schools, as well as replace aging buildings, and expand technical job skill training that prepares students to fill today's high-paying demand jobs. Knowing that a bigger bond means being able to do more school building and renovation projects, please answer if you will vote yes or no to each of the following three bond options. Number one, $750 million bond at a cost of $1.97 per month in a higher property tax equal to $23.61 a year for every $100,000 of a home value, but will have some of the school building projects. Will you vote yes or no on that one?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Option number two, $850 million bond at a cost of $2.29 per month in a higher property tax equal to $27.43 a year for every $100,000 of a home value, which will pay for many, but not all new school building projects needed. Will you vote yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Option number three, $750 million bond at a cost of $2.44 per month in a higher property tax equal to $29.31 a year for every $100,000 of a home value, which will meet all the school building and other service expansions needed of the district. Would you vote yes or no on that one?
No.
Thank you so much. Okay, thank you. Next.
Thank you.
No, next. Lastly, lastly, on this topic, is the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacements, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increase teachers' pay at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 a year for $100,000 of a home value. Would you vote yes or no on these CCSD property tax? Well, no. Okay, thank you.
No.
Following up, opponents to tax increase ballot issues might say the following. Property taxes in Colorado are continually going up and are just too high. We should reject increasing them any further for Cherry Creek schools when they already have enough money, wasteful high administration, overhead costs, and low-performing schools. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with this opponent's statement?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Lastly, here are some statements supporters of passing Cherry Creek School District ballot measures might give as reason for voting yes. Rate each as either very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not at all persuasive reason to vote yes to raise property taxes to fund projects and improvements at CCSD schools. Number one, passing the bond provides the funding for CCSD to design, develop, and launch a first of its kind aspiring educator program. This program is a strategic investment in the future of Cherry Creek as it will support the recruitment, professional development, and retention of the very best teachers, educators. By doing so, it will ensure that Cherry Creek maintains its excellence in education for years to come, providing a secure and stable educational environment for our students. Does that sound very persuasive, somewhat, or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Despite recent increases in property taxes, state funding has simultaneously been reduced for K through 12 schools. It is up to Cherry Creek voters to approve this year's ballot issues if they want to improve their school buildings or raise teachers' pay. Very somewhat or not at all?
Not at all.
Thank you. Expanding Cherry Creek's innovation campuses and skill training will provide more students a career pathway for certification to a high-paying and demand jobs such as those in healthcare, aerospace, culinary arts, construction trades, and other that demand technology skills. This not only provides skilled workers needed today in the Denver Metro, but turns students into productive tax-paying citizens. Very somewhat, not at all.
Not at all.
Thank you. School buildings that are 30, 40, or 50 years old need to be maintained, refreshed, and renovated just like any other property that age. Otherwise, they deteriorate and become more costly to repair or require full replacement in the future. Very somewhat, not at all. Thank you so much. Adding more mental health professionals to meet the growing demand for services will help thousands more students cope with today's pressures and be safer, more productive learners.
Not at all.
Thank you. CCSD has a tradition of excellence in public education and status as one of the best school districts in the state. Voters should continue to support the district bond measures and building projects as a way to stay ahead of neighboring districts such as Douglas County, Aurora, and Denver, who are asking their voters this November to approve a total of nearly $3 billion in school improvements.
Awesome. Not at all.
Okay. Thank you. Passing the mill levy ballot issue means being able to increase teachers and staff pay so that Cherry Creek is able to stay ahead of competing neighboring school districts and keeping our quality teachers. This also reduces the cost of having to hire and train new teachers while adequately staffing our schools to meet students' needs.
No, not at all.
We only have four more, that's it.
Okay.
I can tell you
that they're all going to be not at all.
Okay, no problem. Then we just pass to the next one. After hearing all of this information, if the Cherry Creek School District said it could meet all of its needs for school building repairs and replacement, expanded space to meet demand for technical job skill training and school security needs, as well as hire more teachers, mental health professionals, and school security staff, plus increased teachers' pay at a combined cost of $3 a month equal to $36 for every $100,000 of a home value. Will you vote yes or no for these CCSD property?
No.
Okay, thank you. What is your gender, ma'am, if you don't mind me asking? Do you identify as a female? Okay, thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, 65 plus?
I'm 60, wherever that falls 60. In there.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 or under? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you have any grandchildren who attend Cherry Creek School District schools? Yes or no?
Not yet. One's on the way.
Okay. Not yet. No problem. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African American? Okay. Thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. You have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.